Paranoia, Tale 1, by Dr. Blackjack. Tale 1, Inside Every Thin Girl. The question is, how to die? Paranoia grimaced at the word she had written to the bathroom mirror mist. Such a morbid message had not been her intent, but had come about simply because of too little space to accommodate her finger. Paranoia Stories, by Dr. Blackjack. Tale 1, Inside Every Thin Girl. The question is, how to die? Paranoia grimaced at the word she had written to the bathroom mirror mist. Such a morbid had not been her intent, but come about simply because of too little space to accommodate her finger. She wiped it down with the back of her arm and started again, using her pinky this time, until she had conveyed her message correctly. The question is, how to die it? This time she smiled. They were the mantra which she had been following for the past 6 months as she did her best to shed the extra pounds. Now over 200 pounds lighter, she had never felt better in her life. The once obese and frumpy girl she had been for almost all her teenage years was finally gone, leaving in her place a slender and stunning figure of beauty. She took a little longer to admire herself in the mirror as the steam began to clear from her bath. At 22 years of age, Paranoia was in her prime. She had long and luxurious blonde tresses that cascaded down her back like a golden waterfall. Her face was pale and pretty with eyes the shade of deep amethyst. People had always commented to her on her unusual eyes in the past, but even more so did about her weight. After hitting a several low points in her life that lasted through college, she had managed to eat herself to a hefty 343 pounds. Being a relatively short girl didn't help her much either, as her wide hips and large breast could only hold so much of that excess poundage before her rounded dome of a belly took center stage. When she was at her fattest, it jutted out before her so far that she could no longer see her toes, her fat refusing to sag, but continued to wobble with an unmistakable coating of softness. But though things were different now, Paranoia knew that if she didn't remind herself of the past every so often, that aspects of her former figure would slowly begin to creep back in. That's where she got the idea to keep a weekly photo diary on her cell phone during her journey down the mountain of obesity, and into Valley of the Slim and Sexy. Seeing how much progress she was making week by week was what motivated her to stay on track, and with one final image, she would have finally reached her goal. "I can't believe it fits!" Paranoia exclaimed as she admired the little red cocktail dress she had managed to slip into. Oh, how long she had waited to finally be able to wear this. The long crimson silk clung to her shapely figure, diving across the smooth contours of her new body. No more jelly rolls for me! She could not help but admire herself as she struck several sultry poses. A flustered starlet, a saucy dancer, even a catwalk queen were just but a few images which came to mind as she ran her hands down herself. Seeing as how this would finally be the last picture to go in her diary, she had to choose something with flair. After smiling and playing around with herself for a little while longer, she finally settled on something which she deemed most fitting. She raised the camera to her reflection in the mirror and lined it up to take the picture.
"Ooh, isn't that sexy? Big night out, here I..."
Her reflection through the viewfinder was interrupted by a flashing screen and the upbeat melody of the default ringtone which she never bothered to change. A new message had interrupted her photo shoot.
"Yo, Miu, who is that?"
Paranoia flipped through the message to try and find out more.
"There's no subject, only an attachment."
It was a photo of her favorite restaurant. Well, it was her favorite restaurant back when she was still fat. The little Italian place in the heart of the city where she used to stop by every day after work was really a sight for sore eyes. She remembered stumbling home, drunk and bloated, everything so good and cheap that she just ate and ate and ate. She remembered waking up on lazy Saturday mornings, surrounded by takeout boxes that she never remembered ordering, supplemented by ice cream cartons she never remembered licking clean. As a part of her diet training, she had disassociated herself with all things that reminded her of food, and thus went so far as to rent an apartment in the outskirts suburbs so that she would not be tempted to return. Even from the low-resolution image, she could still make out the display in the window which had sustained her gain over the years. She had definitely made the right decision, as the message written below, it was already causing her mouth to water. "I'm waiting for you to come and have a meal with me. What would you like to eat?" Paranoia smiled to herself sweetly. Either this was the restaurant's new way of checkup on its best customer, or she had managed to catch the eye of some guy while she was out. Either way, she had made her resolve never to return to that place for even a moment, lest her bad habits come back in force. She had worked long and hard to be able to fit into that dress, and she wasn't going to be bursting out of it anytime soon. "I'll just message them back saying I'm not interested in that place anymore. If it is a guy, I'll have to apologize since I really don't remember his name. I'll tell him to try the salad bar across the street inside." But seriously, what sort of guy even asks a girl out through SMS? Her finger hovered over the send button for a moment, longer after she pressed it. Indeed, what sort of guy would do that? Either he was a complete amateur that just picked out a picture of the fanciest place he could find, or he had the wrong number entirely. Paranoia's high spirits began to sink as she realized that she had read too much into the message out of sheer overconfidence with her new figure, and may have just done something incredibly idiotic. Her finger quickly moved as she began to tap out a shorter, more realistic message in instead. "I'm sorry, I didn't remember. Could you please give me a call?" And that's all I write, I guess. Paranoia set the phone back to camera mode and reattempted to take the shot. After making such a fool out of herself with what could be a complete stranger, she no longer felt so self-assured. An unseen heaviness hung over as she looked back at her reflection through the viewfinder, taking up a more sensible pose in an attempt to salvage her pride. Her phone wouldn't let her have it. It began to chime once more. "So soon?" Paranoia thought to herself as she checked her inbox. "Due to an error in the following address, your message was unable to be sent. Please verify the address and try sending again." Wait a sec, it bounced? What is going on here? Still staring at the phone, she began to ponder herself. A prank text? If it was, she may have just spared herself a word of embarrassment. Sighing heavily, she could feel her burden begin to lighten with false hope as her psyche did battle to make her conclusion a reality. Her phone rang once again. It was another text from Yoamui. "I think I'll have this today. How about you?" The picture this time was of the inner city train station. Or rather, it was the noodle stand directly out the front. Many a time did Paranoia recall herself eating there both to and from her commute to work, unwittingly gorging herself on bowl after bowl of piping hot food. Even now, she could almost taste it all at the back of her throat, drinking down that oily soup which was no doubt responsible for the devastation that had been done to her once broad hips. Sitting on the train for several hours, feeling her ass get fatter while she waited? The very last time she had ever sampled that salty broth was the day she had moved away for good. But why could she still taste it like it was right in front of her? That's when she noticed. "Oh, maybe I'm not quite ready to throw in the dieting towel yet," Paranoia lamented as she looked up at herself in the mirror. A small roll of fat she had not noticed before bulged out from the side of her dress. She turned to her side, passing her hands down over her body to feel that her hips weren't quite as thin as she had thought they were. "At least I never lost these from when I was big," she muttered as her hands cupped around her full breast. Somehow, they looked slightly bigger than she had remembered them. The phone began to ring once more. "Again? I think I'll have this today. How about you?" This time, the accompanying photo was of a local bakery not a few blocks away from her home. She remembered the wafting scent of freshly baked bread and puff pastry, the thick creamy centers of caramel cupcakes, and not the splendor of buttermilk cookies. It had been the sight of her last pig out when she had arrived in her new home, where she had eaten for nearly 5 straight hours and cleaned out the entire store in a single day. She had remembered the looks which the locals gave her as she rose from an empty pie tin, astounded with the appetite of a city girl. Paranoia groaned as she recalled the fullness. "Why does it feel like I just ate a whole birthday cake by myself?" she groaned. "I haven't binged like that in months, but still I..." She looked down at herself. The single roll around her gut was definitely larger. Her stomach was definitely bigger than it was a few minutes ago, just beginning to hang down. Her hips flared out and her breasts had grown larger. She ran her hands down her thighs. "Cellulite?" she spluttered, feeling the undeniably flabby surface that was joined to the swell of her ass.
How could I have missed this?
She began to angle herself in the mirror, taking in and acknowledging the enormity of her ass. This was an absolute nightmare. Having deluded herself into being thin all this time and not bothering to have looked at the back, she only grew more and more repulsed with herself as she watched her cheeks jiggle about. The little zipper where she could do her dress up wasn't even all the way down. In fact, it was starting to unzip.
What the hell?
Her struggles with the zippers were cut short as a familiar jinging melody began to play.
I think I'll have this today. How about you?
Another text message and another photo. But this one was somehow different. Rather than a reminder of her fattened past, it was an image of the health food store which she had come to rely on to keep her cravings at bay. It was where she discovered healthy alternatives to her mindless gorging. Food that would fill her up, but not out. It was her first step down the long path which turned her from flap to fit. But for some reason, it looked different. There was a large red and white sign plastered out the front.
Out of business?
No sooner had she uttered her words than the zipper by her side popped clean off. The rows of jagged, metallic teeth strained to hold her dress together as one by one they began to part. Roll after thick roll of pale flab rose to the surface as paranoia watched herself getting larger, her hips widening, her stomach beginning to sag. Her thighs gently began to knock together as her weight quickly began to climb. Her face was growing puffy and cute.
I'm getting fat again?
This was far too much. With phone still in hand, she burst from the bathroom, the hem of her dress splitting loudly as she pumped her chubby calves and collapsed into the living room. She looked down and gasped. Her stomach was resting over her thighs. It was growing larger, swelling like a crimson orb. It was so large and soft that it eventually began to hang down completely. Her belly button became deeper as it hugged the material of her outfit, sucking the cloth into its rapidly expanding void. As she ran her hands down to inspect herself, she could tell that her already large hips had now grown huge. She was wide, a full and ripe pear. Her ass was rippled with cellulite and thick with a network of pale, purple stretch marks after growing so big so quickly. Her panties had become a thong. She was starting to feel lightheaded as she absentmindedly began to cup her growing breast. They were getting so very large and full. Paranoia was continuing to grow by the second, feeling her skin stretch as she shot through the numbers. 250, 255, 260, 265. The phone began to ring once more.
No!
Panic gripped her as she squeezed the phone tightly. Her eyes went wide and wild as she turned her gaze from the phone and stared around the room.
What should I do? How do I reject incoming calls?
Her fingers were growing plump before her eyes. The sausages were past coming back to haunt her as she neared the 300 mark. She was now unmistakably fat, her dress in tatters around her as she flexed her flabby arm. She fumbled across the keypad looking to power it off, catching sight of yet another message coming in from Yoamuyu with that same message now as the subject. I think I'll have this today. How about you? Paranoia didn't even open this one, and still she was growing huge. She felt so unbelievably full and bloated, her cheeks puckering into a gasp as she felt a double chin beginning to form. She was just as fat as she was before. She had started her diet and still continuing to grow. Her hips were so wide that she could hardly believe they were hers. She touched them and was rewarded by her fingers sinking into dimples of cellulite. As far as they bulged out, they were still no contender for her hanging gut, now clearly the largest part of her body that jutted out like a snow-capped moon. It swelled away from her body, overshadowing her feet beneath her an array of bright new stretch marks from that rapid gain. Standing up, she noticed that it completely covered her private parts. She lifted it up and let it fall, sending ripples and waves across her obese body. With all this touching herself, she had again reached up to find her breasts had expanded out once more. Her perky tits were now swollen udders filled with fat. They were absolutely enormous. Her nipples the size of car dials surrounded by puffy pink areola. Her mind began to wander as she contemplated the possibilities of finding a bra to fit such huge jugs.
This is just too weird.
Sliding of the back cover, she tore out the battery and threw the set against the wall. The phone screen went black as it hit the wall with a crunch. She picked herself up and slowly dragged herself to a corner, hurdling her knees as close as she could, with her fat surging out either side of her thighs and between her legs. Her dress was hanging to her by ragged strands, looking more like a two-piece set as her gut had obliterated the center. She began to sob softly whilst lamenting the loss of her perfect figure. The phone began to ring, and ring, and ring. Incoming messages, 3 and 3. "Stop it! Stop it!" Paranoia wailed, pressing her hands against her ears as she felt herself beginning to grow again. She was now definitely fatter than she had ever been, her legs being forced apart by expanding belly and the fibers of the carpet parting for another wave of her ass. The bottom of her dress was now completely split. Her body had grown even larger still. A morbid curiosity was welling up inside of her as she laboredly gathered herself up to return to the bathroom mirror, noticing a definite waddle to her step. Excitement and fear gripped her as she noticed that her hips were now wider than the door, forcing her to move through sideways to face herself. "Oh, my God!" The woman gazing back at her in the mirror was gargantuan. It was an even larger version of herself by well over 100 pounds. It wouldn't be long before she wouldn't be able to fit through the doorway sideways thanks to the great belly sticking out in front of her, seeming to go on forever as she felt their underside slap against her thighs. Her breasts could no longer retain the firmness as they began to sag a bit, looking like hyperinflated water balloons which reached down to where her skinny navel had once been. A cold sweat began to trickle down her neck as moisture began to pool between the valley of her thighs. She reached down and was horrified to find herself soaked.
"No!"
Paranoia struggled through the doorway as she burst back out of the bathroom. Her thighs were caked in enormity, swallowing her knees and taking her calves and ankles hostage. Even such a short run began to tire her, her months of cardio training evaporating with her gain. She felt so lazy, unfit, and gross. She could never be turned on by such a disgusting figure.
I'm not like that. I'm not a pervert. I hate being fat. I hate it.
Collapsing back into the living room, an eerie silence was all that followed her cries. The phone in the corner had gone dead once more, and with it so too did her gain. Opening one eye and then the other, she gingerly crawled her way towards it, her gut dragging across the carpet beneath her. Paranoia knew full well what she was about to do was wrong, but she couldn't help herself. Her trembling fingers extended before her as she picked it back up and put the battery back into place.
What happened?
Incoming messages, 4 over 4. She began to cycle through the messages. The first was of a vacant lot. Staring curiously, she recognized the address of the street sign in the corner to be the local gym which she had religiously attended over the last 6 months. For such a picture to have been taken, it must never have existed. That would explain why she had grown so huge so quickly and become so lethargic and slow. Gasping shallow breaths, Paranoia continued on.
What is this next message?
The next image was enough to chill Paranoia to the bone. The salad bar, which was set to use to curb her cravings, was set ablaze. Through thick plumes of dark smoke, she could see the wilted lettuce leaf symbol at the front amidst it altogether with the people caught amidst the flames. Twisted looks of agony filled her screen, the imagery of tortured souls engraving their hollow, soundless screams into her mind. Who could have done such a terrible thing? And why was she being shown these horrifying images? She slammed the next button without thinking, anything to get that terrible picture out of her sight.
Stairs and my door.
Her flabby hand cupped around her mouth as she realized what was going on. She began to break down and sob again, hugging her flab for support. Looking around her wildly, she eventually locked eyes with her front door. It was still bolted and chained. What was going to happen to her?
One more.
A flick of her thumb, and the final image was displayed. Paranoia's grips tightened around her breast as her eyes went as wide as saucers. There, on that little LCD screen, was a picture of her enormous self, huddled up in terror and well over 400 pounds. She was so unbelievably fat now. Her belly pulled over her knees like she was clutching a beanbag. Her breasts were so ripe and full that their bottoms were nearly halfway to the floor. Roll after roll cascaded and flowed down her body, swallowing her up in an ocean of fat. Her ass was like a throne behind her that lifted her body up from the ground. As terrifying as having her figure ruined beyond recovery was, the final message which came with the image was one which would forever be seared into her memory. She began to sob even harder as she clutched the phone in her flabby fist. "I don't know what I want today. How about you?" Paranoia screamed. She cried and yelled until her throat was sore. Failing to stand several times, she eventually dragged herself back into the corner of the room, eyes wide with terror as she looked around. Rationality would take this time to return her as she tried to make sense of what was happening to her body. But there's nobody here. How was this picture taken? There was a loud thump. It was coming from the kitchen. Slowly but surely, she managed to gather up the courage to see who was there, still holding on the phone like it was a club as she crawled across the carpet. Trying to still her breathing so as not to make a sound, she approached the corner and took a peek. Emptiness, and nothing more. She was still completely alone. Sliding up the wall and back onto her feet, the only thing amiss was the refrigerator door being opened just a crack, and the sound of creaking floorboards beneath her feet. That unnerving sound causes her to hold her breath, inciting a childish urge for her to run to her bedroom and pull a blanket over her head. But she just had to know. It can't be. A dangerous thought began to brew in her terror-addled mind. She hit the camera button on her phone to bring up the viewfinder and carefully began to pan it across the room. From her microwave to the pantry, the stove to the wall, she scanned each and every segment of the kitchen. Her fingers began to tremble again as she closed it on the refrigerator and caught a glimpse of a pale figure standing by the open door. Paranoia's heart seizes her chest. She is greeted with a face staring back at her with a grin stretching ear to ear. Dimly lit sockets where eyes once resided stare intently at her quivering form. A text message begins to scroll across the screen beneath. "I want you." Daylight streamed in through Paranoia's kitchen window as she found herself in a heap on the floor. Empty wrappers surrounded her together with empty food boxes of almost every time imaginable. The fridge, the pantry, all her cupboards were open and bare. "I feel like I've eaten everything in the neighborhood," Paranoia mumbled to herself as she rolled her naked flesh off the floor. "Boy, do I know how to binge." Her breast, belly, and ass were caked in crumbs and plastic wrappers were lost between the fold of her fat. She wobbled her way to the bathroom, every step sending waves of jiggle around her equator. Her tummy was soft and plush, her arms flabbing and huge. Her breasts and ass were clearly on display as she sleepily shuffled about her morning routine. It was that time of the week again, and her phone was resting by the sink. Flipping through the photos, she could see that she had a lot of fun last night. She licked a splotch of cream that rested across her broad nipples, her entire body tingling with the erotic gluttony of what she had just done. This would certainly make an interesting addition to her gaining diary. Since her parents didn't approve of her unhealthy lifestyle, she had been forced to move away from her family home in the city in order to keep up her eating. She had binged her way from a measly 350 to a gloriously huge 550 in only 6 short months and had the pictures to prove it. Flipping through her photos, she could see how big she had grown with every passing week. This picture would mark her next milestone at a grand 600. Oh my, now who could have sent this? Expecting to find the next in her sequence, Paranoia grimaced at the sickening image before her. It was a girl who looked sickly pale, thin to the point of being almost anorexic, with long blonde hair and eyes the shade of deep amethyst. Her face was contorted into a horrific scream, her bony fist seemingly pounding against the screen. Not wanting to spend a minute longer on such a morbid prank, she swiftly hit the delete button and erased it from her memory. Poor girl, I do hope she gets some help. She really could use a good feed. You know what they say, inside every thin girl is a fat girl just dying to get out.